hey, this show has healed me a lot of things. It's also given me a lot of afflictions. So I don't know which it is. It's a combination. Because you know why? Because I found out I got, and I don't like to share my health on the air a lot, but I found out I got combination skin. So I'm going to do something about it because I'm also neither a winter nor a summer. I don't know what color I am. And like I said, I blame my ancestors. Who knows who they were? And none of them were bigoted enough to not reproduce with themselves, which was a problem. I wish they had been more discriminating. They were not. You know how it is. Love. Love will conquer together. You and I together. Isn't that how the old song goes? Let's listen to the old song right now. Here, how does it go? I can't remember how it goes.
A dark cloud had rolled and the storm winds were high. And lightning flashed through the dark clouded sky. The ship was all wrecked and scattered in fright. No one will ever know what happened that night. I clung to a skiff. I found that no one had ever been there before. I found that my country was a 5 mile by 3. I found that no one had ever been there but me. One evening I ran through the island unknown. I thought of my friends and relations at home. I thought of the girl I'd left far behind. That my body someday they might find. I came to a place out on the sea sand. A book from my pocket with pencil in hand. I wrote of my life and the country back home. I wrote a true history of the island unknown. Upon some green grass and on some wild boughs, I studied my troubles, oh, that far out. I thought of my parents I'd left all alone. I thought that their prayers might bring me back home. Farewell to the stars and stripes up on high. The death hour has come, it's true, I must die. Down by a primrose, I make my deathbed. The one that gone forth, this song is now dead. Farewell to America, bid you adieu. Likewise to the flag, the red, white, and blue. Farewell to my friends and loved ones at home. Farewell is my prayer to the island.
Island unknown. Do you remember the old desert island joke, the punchline of which was, dude, I'm sleeping with Christy Brinkley. I do, and I choose not to say it. Did you laugh at the mere description of the joke? That'd be great if you could just shorthand things and say joke B7. People go, that's another joke. And I won't tell that one, where the jokes have codes. And then the guy says, 5780, and nobody laughs. And he said, what's going on? Said, well, they never heard that one. Okay? I just told it. Did I just tell it? I get these jokes from children. And that's where jokes belong. I think they're for children. A lot of things are. So are sweet cereals, which is embarrassing to me. I always have to pretend. These are for someone else. I'm buying these for poor children. They go, why are you buying Sweetie cereals for poor children when they don't need that? They need nutrition. They go, okay, I'm not buying them for anybody. And that's even worse. I don't like it. They don't judge me really at the grocery store. They let me buy whatever. I've noticed that. They go, we're not, even if you're buying things that we know should you combine them would make something toxic. We're not going to do anything about it. So, and I'm glad. I'm glad they don't say stuff like, well, don't put that lighter fluid in that yogurt. I had no intention of it. Just watching out for you. Thank you, friend. A lot of times I wish that there was somebody like that hovering over behind me like a bowl of cream of wheat cereal following me around, but not recording everything, just, you know, watching out. Not like an unobtrusive, and probably other people don't see him, but he knows Wing Chun and some other things. This bowl does. This bowl of farina. Did I specify that, what it should be? It could also be oatmeal. I don't mind. Who follows me around protecting me, keeping me warm? And I think that one of the things that keeps me warm is knowing that there's so many people wishing well, good hearts out there. There's so many good people. And in these times when you say, oh, there's so much hatred in the world, let me tell you what. These good people, they don't get in the news all the time. They're just out there, right there. Like, they're not fully invisible. They're just not dressed super fashionably. But there's a lot of good folks out there. It's just easier to see the bad ones. They're like the supernovas blowing up. And you can't see the light. Their light becomes so strong that you do not see the distant faint galaxies behind them. But know they're there. And know that you might be one of them. And shine on, man. Keep shining. Keep shining your light on everything. I'm singing someone else's song. I want to try to sing my own song. And I know that if it doesn't go right and things don't rhyme and the melody doesn't go anywhere, that it's my song. This is my song. I know and I recognize it, because a real song wouldn't be like this. A real song would be different. A real song would say, you are listening to Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org, and I thank you for it. And I am Hardy White, and this is a Miracle Nutrition, and you are a blessing to me for giving me your ear and lending me your attention for this hour. And I'll see you again next week, my friends.
Stay tuned for the Old Codger.
There's the first of many terrific songs you're going to be hearing this evening for the next hour here on WFMU, because I am Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger, and I am gracing the airwaves thanks to the generosity of my buddy Mac, who has the Antique Photograph Hour tonight. It's no Antique Photograph Hour, It's the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, hosted by me, Corky T. Edison, filling in for Mac, who had a secret assignment away from the radio studio. So Mac, apparently he's going to go on for a few weeks, so he's asked for substitute disc jockeys for the next few weeks. I offered my services, my fine services, and I told him my rates are reasonable. All he has to pay me, Mac, is a few Rancho Malario cigars and a couple of bottles of Sly Weasel bourbon. My favorites, yes. And he could also add, if he likes, a hot bowl of Farina. Yes. Nice and creamy and smooth with some grape jelly stirred into it. Anyway, so Mac, he's going to miss the next few shows. Well, I told him that if he's serious about needing substitute disc jockeys for the next month, he should do a little research about a guy by the name of Wally Pipp, who played first base for the 1925 Yankees. Because I could see a similar scenario unfolding, you know, if I come off the bench and I join the team in place of Mac. If you know what I mean. Go do your research about Wally Pipp and the 25 Yanks. Anyway, I'll be here till 9 o'clock doing, playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Here's a good one right now.
Now every year about July when summertime comes round, there's lots and lots of people at the seaside to be found. Some play golf or tennis, others like to take a rest. But here's the kind of exercise that I enjoy the best. When I go swimming with the women, gee, I do have a real good time. Bobbing up and down in the water, it comes just below me, miss, on Dixie line. To see them do their exercises, you wouldn't think that half of them were slimming. And when the girls stand up to sneeze, you can see their housemaid sneeze if you go swimming with the women. Now even when I am at home and working day to day, I always do look forward to my half day holiday. The people don't invite me out, they know my half day's mixed. I go out to the bath that day because the bathing's mixed. And I go swimming with the women, and I do have a real good time. I go bobbing up and down in the water with a pretty girl whose name is Adeline. You ought to see her latest bathing costume. It's nothing but a little bit of trimming. And what I took to be her face turned out to be a different place when I went swimming with the women. Gasping for his breath and shouted, what a lovely death to die while swimming with the women. Once I went swimming with the women, and I did feel a big soft thing. A woman went and fainted in the water, and where she disappeared it left a ring. So I jumped in with nearly all my clothes on and swam until my eyesight started dimming. And after fighting for my life, I found I'd gone and saved the wife. So I chucked swimming with the women.
Alley cat. On the 14th floor of a walk-up flat, I used to keep an alley cat. Each night I'd walk him down the stair and waited while he got the air. He grew up fast and developed again. No sooner was he in, he was out again. I hated to spoil his fun, but I knew what must be done. So I called the cat and he staggered home with a raggedy and a broken dome. And I knew he felt like hell that day, so I spoke to him this way. Is it worth it? For that momentary something to yowl around till neighbors call a cop? Is it worth it? For that momentary something to have 900 kittens call you pop? You've been an awful wildcat. You should welcome a vacation. Just to sit around and brood and think about your operation. I'll give you one more night out to complete your education. Then the sheltered life is good enough for you. I took him to the vet and had his profile bugged. And when he sat down, he said, hell, I've been robbed. He went out that night, but came right home to bed. And the look on his face was a scream as he said, well, you've done it. Now the operation's over, I'll never be the same. It seems so strange, but you've done it. Now the operation's over, no longer will I take chances with the maid. I had so many wives, I didn't know where I was at. But since my change of scenery, all the girl cats holler scat. I pass them by and hear them cry, there goes that pansy cat. But the sheltered life is good enough for me.
Thank you. sets Bibisli to the Germans, when our victory is ultimately won. It was just those nasty Nazis who persuaded them to fight, and their Beethoven and Bach are really far worse than their bite. Let's be meek to them and turn the other cheek to them, and try to bring out their latent sense of fun. Let's give them full air parity and treat the rats with charity, but don't let's be beastly to the Hun. We must be kind and with an open mind, we must endeavor to find a way to let the Germans know that when the war is over, they are not the ones who have to pay. We must be sweet and tactful and discreet, and when they've suffered defeat, we mustn't let them feel upset or ever get the feeling that we're cross with them or hate them. Our future policy must be to reinstate them. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans when we've definitely got them on the run. Let us treat them very kindly, as we would a valued friend. We might send them out some bishops as a form of lease and lend. Let's be sweet to them and day by day repeat to them that sterilization simply isn't done. Let's help the dirty swine again to occupy the Rhine again, but don't let's be beastly to the Hun. We must be just and win their love and trust, and in addition we must be wise and ask the conquered lands to join our hands to aid them. That would be a wonderful surprise. For many years, they've been in floods of tears, because the poor little dears have been so wronged and only long to cheat the world, deplete the world, and beat the world to blazes. This is the moment when we ought to sing their praises. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans, for you can't deprive a gangster of his gun. Though they've been a little naughty to the Czechs and Poles and Dutch, I don't suppose those countries really minded very much. Let's be free with them and share the BBC with them. We mustn't prevent them basking in the sun. Let's soften their defeat again and build their blasted fleet again. But don't let's be beastly to the Hun. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans when the age of peace and plenty has begun. We must send them steel and oil and coal and everything they need, for their peaceable intentions can be always guaranteed. Let's employ with them a sort of strength through joy with them. They're better than us at honest, manly fun. Let's let them feel their swell again and bum us all to hell again. But don't let's be beastly to the Hun.
I saw two famous men.
Where did they meet? Upon the street?
Yeah, they shook hands and then they started talking in a friendly way.
Well, well, won't you tell me what they had to say?
Yes. Who is the grandest, greatest man this country ever knew?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Hoover.
No, it's you, Mr. Smith. Excepting Georgie Washington, he was a good man, too.
He's not running, Mr. Hoover.
Well, what a break, Mr. Smith. Are you dry?
I can't remember.
No.
But I'll know in November.
Well, anyhow, you'll get one vote because I'll vote for you.
Be yourself, Mr. Hoover.
Keep the change, Mr. Smith. I've heard the politicians say that you have got technique.
What's technique, Mr. Hoover?
It's the bunk, Mr. Smith. Why don't you bring your family to visit me next week?
Great idea, Mr. Hoover.
Bring your lunch, Mr. Smith. Do you trust in your supporters?
I did once, but now I use garters.
I'm feeling kind of hoarse today. Why, I can hardly speak.
Try some oil, Mr. Hoover.
No, I'm cured, Mr. Smith.
That was a funny dream,
wasn't it, though? You know, this dream was such a funny sight. It certainly was queer.
Well, tell me, did they crack a smile?
No, they were both sincere. I listened and I didn't miss a word.
Well, well, now let's hear some more of what you overheard.
All right. How will you treat the farmers if they put you in the chair?
Once a week, Mr. Hoover.
Applesauce, Mr. Smith. I think you like the capital. They give you lots of air.
Hot or cold, Mr. Hoover?
Just hot air, Mr. Smith. Oh, I hear you're from the east side.
No, you're wrong, old top. It's the wet side.
What will you give the people who have done more than their share?
Vacuum cleaners, Mr. Hoover.
Why not cough drops, Mr. Smith? I've got some new ideas that I'd like to use next fall.
Hope you do, Mr. Hoover.
Yes, you do, Mr. Smith. I hear you've got some wrinkles up your sleeve, and that ain't all.
Lots of wrinkles, Mr. Hoover.
Press your pants, Mr. Smith. You look swell in your brown derby.
Shows I'm not high-hatting you, Herbie.
Well, anyhow, I've gotta go. I hear my party call.
Reservoir, Mr. Hoover.
Skip the gutter, Mr. Smith.
Let us harmonize a bit and exercise our throats.
Solo, lady, Mr. Hoover.
Solo mio, Mr. Smith.
Now that's the way to do it. Shows we really know our oats.
You sing bass, Mr. Hoover.
Very bass, Mr. Smith. Now we might sing Annie Laurie.
Yes, we might, but we might be sorry.
We'd better quit this singing if we want to get more votes.
You're a genius, Mr. Hoover.
You're another, Mr. Smith.
That song always gets me. Kills me. Yes. Yeah, they were funny. They were funny. They were also... occasionally, when the... when they were not in the recording studio, they liked to, as they say, dip into the blue ink. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, they were also known as the Happiness Boys. They did a lot of recording. They were very popular in the 1920s. That was Mr. Hoover and Mr. Smith, sung by Mr. Jones and Mr. Hare. Before that, heard the great, the very elegant Noel Coward singing a song about reconciliation, 1943 style. Yes, don't let's be beastly to the Germans, from Noel Coward. Before that, Paul Whiteman is sax, Soctet, nine saxophones in the studio as they recorded I Kiss Your Hand, Madame, 1939 on that one. We heard Spivey. She sang The Alley Cat, made many recordings on the exclusive label, Spivey. And before that was Kitty Gray and her Wampus Cats. And that was Oscar Buddy Woods, along with her, Kitty Gray, the Wampus Cats. And they did Baton Rouge Rag. And George Formby, old friend of mine, Swimming with the Women from 1933. This is the Old Codger. I'm filling in tonight for Mac, who may never return to these airwaves. I have anything to say about it. I'm working on it. Anyway, I got nothing but great music. Nothing but 78 RPM records tonight. That's all we play on this program. No cassettes, no long-playing LP records, no vinyl, no digital MP3, nothing. CDs, whatever you call those things. We don't play those things. We only play 78 on this program. The Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. So, anyway, you heard that last song. It had a lot of surface noise on it. Young people, you know, people under the age of 60, young people sometimes ask me why there's so much surface noise on the 78 RPM records. Well, what these people don't realize is that those records recapture the sound of the past very accurately. It's history you're hearing in the grooves of those records. Yes, it's not a defect in the pressing of the disc. It's not bad shellac. That's the way the world sounded in the past. Back before 1948, no matter where you went, there was this constant high-frequency hissing and this swishing sound. You know, everywhere you went, it was just whoosh, 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 whoosh. That was the sound of the planet rotating through the cosmos. Yes, the planet Earth was rotating through the cosmos at 78 revolutions per minute. This was a fact of nature. It was in fact determined by Galileo, centuries ago through some very complicated experiments. So anyway, what they used to call surface noise was common. It was everywhere, not just on records, it was in the air. And nobody noticed it, because it was so common. Well, in the late 1940s, scientists found a way to suppress this ubiquitous sound. And so it no longer found its way onto music recordings. Well, my ears never made the adjustment because, as it turned out, when they stopped making 78 RPM records, my ears stayed the same, but the music got worse, infinitely worse, and it has continued to deteriorate to this day. In fact, some of the music I hear nowadays is reminiscent of surface noise, but far more extreme and not as sublime. Well, speaking of sublime sound, let's go back to the 78 RPM records here. Old Codger filling in for Mac tonight on WFMU.
Thank you. finale of the first act in my show Early to Bed. Look out, boys. There's yes and there in Martinique. Watch out. Hasta mañana. Good mama. All you senoras, drag your body over here.
A little dream, and of course Prince Charming is the theme, the he for me. Although I realize as well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes true. To me it's clear that he'll appear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Thank you.
slicker with a cane in his hand. But now he wears the clothes of a working man. He was a high gear daddy, but sweet mama put him in low. Jitterbugs and join in, but nowadays he's kind of short on wind. He was a high gear daddy, but sweet mama put him in low. He used to meet the boys and toot off his horn, but he don't have time since the twins was born. He was a high gear daddy, but sweet mama put him in low. He used to run around in a limousine. All he runs now is a washing machine. He was a high gear daddy, but sweet mama put him in low. Bought a girl an ice cream cone, he'd expect to squeeze it out before he took her home. He was a high gear daddy, but sweet mama put him in low. He used to break hearts and keep the girls in tears, but now he's got a mama that can shift his gears. He was a high gear daddy, but sweet mama put him in low.
Excuse me, I was just taking a nip of bourbon. Yeah. Yes. Makes me relax. It helps me relax. Well, that was Carl Davis and Hottie Taylor, who used to record under the names Carl and Hardy. And then before that, they were known as Hardy and Carl. And before that, they were known as Davis and Taylor. And before, ah, the hell with it. That was called the Sweet Mama Put Him in Low. On the Conqueror Labor, Carl and Hardy. And let's see, before that was William H. Rice playing xylophone. Xylophones were very popular once upon a time. Seemed to have fallen out of favor. Everybody's using, I don't know, computers to make music. Sounds like crap to me. Give me something made out of trees. That's right, like a xylophone. Turkish Patrol was the name of that recording from William H. Rice. Before that, Sophie Tucker. Sophie Tucker! I miss your Sophie so much! All the bourbon's getting to me now. It's making me all sentimental and nostalgic. I'm looking heavenward. She's not up there, though. She's down below. She was a mischievous woman, Sophie Tucker. Well, we heard her singing a ballad there. That was, she told me it was recorded about me. The man I love, Sophie Tucker. Before that, Fats Waller with Martinique. And the Waikiki Hawaiian Orchestra performed a recording called Golden Showers. That was on the Edison label. Know anybody named Edison? Yes, I'm feeling relaxed. The holidays are coming up. This is WFMU, by the way. I'm the old codger. I'm filling into that for Mac. Couldn't make it. He'll be out next week and the week after that and maybe forever. Who knows? He got hit on the head really hard. That's what happened. Somebody in an alley snuck up on him That's why I'm doing the show. I have no idea who the culprit was. Anyway, looking forward to spending the holidays, the upcoming holidays, with the ladies. And I invite any ladies out there listening to the Old Codger program to call me up and schedule an appointment to visit the Codger's Cheap Cigar Boudoir, which will be open for the holidays. If you want to give me a call, I'll give you my phone number. Right, I'm never shy about giving my phone number on the radio. Some people down here, I don't know, they're afraid of it. I'm not. Go get a pencil. I'll give you my phone number. You can write it down and you can call me. Don't call me now because I'm not there. You call me later, especially if you're ladies, and I'll answer the phone. Okay, got a pencil? Okay, my phone number, same phone number I've had since 1892. My phone number is 6. So, anyway, if you call me, if you're a lady, we'll be open for the holidays. We will have grog and Victrolas and cheap cigars. So, ladies, get in line. Because I don't need to prove that I'm God's gift to women. The facts speak for themselves. Just make sure, if you're calling and want to come over and visit me, just make sure you're old enough to cavort with a man of my advanced maturity. I like younger women, 45, 50, but I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. You should also know that I prefer my mamas hot. Even better, I like them red hot. Of course, there's few mamas today that are as hot as the mamas of yesteryear. They talk about global warming, but in the case of most women today, it won't help. The globe may be warming, but the gals are cooling. You could inject them with jalapeno extract, and it wouldn't raise their temperature by a degree. Third-rate Mexican food is hotter than most modern women. The only reason that the Trinidad Moruga Scorpion is considered the world's hottest pepper is because Sophie Tucker is dead. However, so I don't want to discourage you. I don't want you to think if you come over that I'm going to be cranky all the time. In fact, you ladies who are going to call me and visit me over the holidays, you'll be happy to know that starting this Christmas, when I am auditioning the lady companions, they will no longer have to submit to a background check. And in fact, I no longer even care if my female companions have a 78 RPM record collection. In fact, I prefer ladies who don't have 78 collections, because they're less likely to steal from my collection to fill gaps in theirs. This is based on experience. Repeated experience. Well, anyway, I see the clock is running. Seem to spend an awful lot of time here talking. That sly weasel bourbon does that to me. Makes me very, very loquacious. Anyway, I got 15 more minutes to play 70 RPM records. Old Codger here on WFMU.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. Why, she can live just like a queen on what you're making. 'Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper, so now's the time to fall in love. Two can live as cheap as one that used to be a fake, but it's true now, I'm telling you now. If you think it can't be done, you're making a mistake. Mr. Gloomy, listen to me. Bolognas are cheaper, kimonas are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. Bananas are bargains, pianos are bargains, you should take advantage of. You can pay a little, oh a little maybe. Why, you can even start to think about a baby. You'll find that bibs are much cheaper and cribs are much cheaper. So now's the time to fall in love. You're good and healthy and wanna be wealthy, now's the time to fall in love. A girlie with money is really a honey, say you should take advantage of. Don't you be too proud to follow my suggestion. Take your girl aside and pop the vital question. Expenses won't be a bother, leave that to her father. Say now's the time to fall in love. Spaghetti is longer and Limburger stronger. Now's the time to fall in love. There's sales on salami, corned beef and pastrami. You should take advantage of. Get a partner who'll keep you from oversleeping. Just pay a dollar down and stop right in housekeeping. The bills they keep blowing at you, you'll pay when they catch you. Now's the time to fall in love.
Wake up in the morning.
Hear the birds say good morning.
Good morning.
The radio over say good morning. In my Ohio home, Ohio home, I want to ramble mid the roses.
Ramble mid the roses.
Oh, roses where to find the roses.
Red roses,
we used to ramble mid the roses. In my Ohio home, just thinking it over.
Over.
At the close of the day. Dreaming of clover,
clover,
and a new mown hay, and think of nothing, though I want to wander in the moonlight,
wander in the moonlight,
meet a sweetie in the moonlight,
hail moonlight,
I used to meet her in the moonlight, in my Ohio home, my Ohio home. Somehow it seems just at the close of the day,
at the close of the day,
wherever I roam,
think about home,
home. I seem to drift farther and farther away,
drifting farther away,
but I'll never be blue.
If wishes come true, I'm wishing. I want to wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning. In my Ohio home, I want to ramble mid the roses. I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble mid the roses. In my Ohio home,
just thinking it over.
Over.
At the close of the day,
at close of day,
I got to dreaming of clover,
clover,
and a new mown hay.
Hey,
and say,
I wanna wander in the moonlight, meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight,
in my Ohio, my Ohio home.
Thank you.
wonder why I feel this way. Sometimes sad, sometimes gay. Has this feeling come to stay, or will it go? Something's missing, don't know what. Something I miss a lot. Will it come or will it not? I'd like to know. What am I yearning for? Maybe it's love. Yearning for more and more. Maybe it's love. This strange condition came upon me so fast. I've got a feeling that I'm falling at last. Something is thrilling me. Maybe it's love. Thrilling me, killing me. Heavens above, what is this thing? I've got the symptoms of. Shouldn't wonder, maybe it's love. What am I yearning for? Maybe it's love. Yearning for more and more. Maybe it's love. This strange condition came upon me so fast.
That's the wonderful voice of Kate Smith. And the song Maybe It's Love. Under velvet-toned labor. Before that, we heard from Gajos. He's a Slovak bagpipe player who I used to know. I recorded that myself in my basement in 1918. That was called Adam Kunas by Gajos. Before that, the Revelers gave us My Ohio Home. And Dick Robertson sang Now's the Time to Fall in Love. Well, now's the time for me to go home. Back to the bunker. The bunker in East Orange, New Jersey, where I live. And my 78s are there. And a good bottle of Sly Weasel bourbon. Yes, gonna really relax. Gonna tie one on tonight. Yes. Hey, I'm looking forward to New Year's. I'm gonna be back here, by the way, on Christmas, doing a Max Antique Photograph Hour as the fiscal cheap cigar boudoir, the codger, filling in for Mac on the 25th of December, coming up in a few weeks. Looking forward, next year, 2013, I'm going to be having three birthdays next year. Don't ask how it's done, I don't share technical secrets, but having three birthdays means I get three times as many gifts from admirers and lots more cake. And, of course, it's only early December right now, but I've already completed my New Year's resolution. I did it early. The same resolution as last year and the year before. That resolution is change the sheets. I'm also doing some project scheduling for 2013. I haven't bought a calendar yet. Anyway, does anybody know what date the apocalypse is taking place? I want to avoid any conflicts with the work I have to do. So, because when the apocalypse is taking place, I'll probably spend that day in my pouting shanty. And there's room in that Powhatan shanty for one more. I welcome anyone who's recently won a 7-figure Powerball jackpot to join me. Anyway, stay tuned for Tom, who does the greatest show in the universe on WFMU. And stay tuned for him. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Yeah! Floating in the river with a saturated liver, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it. And I bet you will forget it when you find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down. I'm coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. Like I say, I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note. And it's the hottest day floating, soaking wet without a boat. And I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news.